don't have too much luck with them myself. I don't like to deal with Mexicans.
Ask you about some different proper names. Could you give me just a few common women's names to begin with an M?
With an M? Well, Mary, Margaret, Mariah, let's see, Mary, Margaret, Mariah, Madeline, Miriam.
Remember what Washington's wife was named?
Martha. I ought to know. I got a daughter named that. And had a sister named it and a grandmother named it.
Well, what about a woman's name is
N? N, Nora, Nancy, Nadine, Nora. Natalia, that's kind of stretching it a long way. Nancy. Nina, and Neva.
Nellie,
good old.
Say if a man were named Matt, what would that be short for, probably?
Matthew.
Or say a woman's name that begins with an S, wife of Abraham in the Bible?
Sarah.
How would you address a married woman whose last name is Cooper? Say that.
Same name as Cooper. It depends on how well you knew her. If you didn't know her very well, I'd certainly say Mrs. Cooper. But if I knew her well enough, I'd call her by first name.
Have you ever heard any terms for, say, a preacher who really wasn't trained to be a preacher and really not very good at it, kind of did it on the side, did something else for a living?
Well, you call that a lay preacher. It all depends on his church. Now, his church gives him his status. If he were a Methodist, now he'd have to go to conference every year, and he'd be under the control of the bishop. And he'd have to take orders from the bishop. And most of these preachers are under control of some higher up in the denomination. Now, among some of these niggers, they don't have too much organization, and he could be a carpenter or some other workman and then get out and preach on Sundays. But that's kind of a loosely organized setup where it's that way.
Have you ever heard anybody use the expression jackleg preacher?
Yeah. Jackleg preacher, jackleg carpenter. Jackleg is not too well thought of. Jackleg is somebody, I don't know where they get the name, but anyways, they don't think too well of him.
Some titles for people, Robert E. Lee's rank in the Army,
Robert E. Lee, I've forgotten, he's a Lieutenant General, wasn't he? Was that right, Lieutenant General? I think he was.
I am not sure.
I don't know whether the Confederate Army had any full generals or not. I'm really not sure. I think Robert E. Lee might have been a Lieutenant General. He was certainly as high as any other Confederate general.
You ever see this old gentleman who does advertisements on TV for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
Do you remember his rank?
Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders, yeah.
Well, he's a Kentucky colonel. I don't think he's
kind of military colonel.
No, I don't think he's a military colonel. I think that's strictly honorary.